Hello, and welcome to Keeping Up with the Joneses TBR. I'm Sarah Jones.
And I'm Tasha Jones.
And this is our book club and passion project where we will be talking all things books,
but probably also a bit about booze and life. Each month, we are going to pull a couple books from our TBR,
summarize them, and share all our thoughts, opinions, likes, dislikes, and anything else that comes up.
Important disclaimer, we are going to spoil books that we are covering, talk about all the details of any steamy, spicy scenes we may stumble into, and likely use language that might make your mom blush. So,
please proceed with caution, use headphones when in public, and earmuff the innocent. In other words, we are a rated R podcast.
Welcome back to our podcast. Today we are talking about The Silent Patient by Alex Michaelides.
So let's just start with a rating. What did you rate this one?
I gave it a 4 out of 5. Didn't quite do it all the way for me, but it did a lot.
Interesting. I think I also gave it a 4. Yeah, I think I gave it a 4.
I was going to say, let's be sure about your rating, Sarah.
I did. I gave it a 4. Yeah, I thought some of the writing was, I'm not sure. I liked the concept and the idea of the book. I just don't think it was well executed.
I just don't know that I loved the twist. I feel like I should have saw it coming, but I really didn't. And I didn't like it once it appeared.
Really?
Yes. Like, I had a cast of characters. I mean, the characters in the book, not a separate cast of characters. But I had people that I kept, like, tabs on. Like, could it be him? Could it be him?
And you never once thought it was Theo?
I think I didn't want it to be Theo because I liked him.
Did you? I didn't.
I did.
I didn't like his character. I thought he was selfish. I thought he was definitely conniving and kind of an asshole. And most of all, broken people should not treat patients. And that man was still broken. He needed psychiatric help.
Well, he got his psychiatric help, first off. And I do think people are redeemable or can be rehabilitated. I don't think we need to put people in boxes like that. But
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that he was not fully in a place that he should have been treating people.
He thought, this is the thing. He thought that he was fine and he could. And then when something traumatic, I don't even think that that's traumatic, but something that triggered him. That he caught his wife
cheating on him?
Yes, I understand it's not dramatic, but when something triggered him, that is when he went off the rails. And though I still stand by the fact that, well, I shouldn't say I still do it, but I'm standing by the fact that, did he actually do anything wrong?
Interesting.
Because he did not kill the dude.
I think him manipulating his way into Alicia's therapy case and becoming her psychiatrist after being the one that essentially set her up to pull the trigger is wrong.
Yes. Yes. Okay. He is guilty of that. Yes. Yes. But he's not guilty of murder, and I feel like he tried
to kill Alicia.
I just wanted to scare you a little bit. Oh yeah, that's right. He did.
And he might have succeeded, actually. I don't remember.
No, she died. I mean, no, she lived because she was just in a coma, right?
I don't remember. Maybe. Well, I just remember they found out the truth, obviously, because she wrote it down. It's like the only good thing she wrote in her journal.
Yeah, I guess we don't know if she eventually died. I will say this, at a certain point, I thought maybe the diary was just like a red herring, I guess, or like nothing in it was true and it was written by someone else. I did think that for a period of time.
I think he did try to put multiple red herrings into the book to give you like tons of plausible characters who could have possibly been either the murderer or the person watching her or...
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, okay. We'll go through. At first, let's see. I thought it was Gabriel's brother, of course. But then I also thought, that's too obvious. What was his name? Max? It's too obvious that he's the killer. And then at a certain point, I thought it was Yuri, who ended up not being a good guy, but not a killer. But I thought it was him at a certain point. Then, of course, John Felix. That was kind of obvious. So I was like, maybe it's not him. And I wrote down that there is some connection between Theo and Alicia. So whether it was the writing that got me there or my own brilliant brain, who's to say? But I had that written down twice, actually, that there has to be some kind of connection between them. What is it, is what I wrote down. Like, what is the connection between them? Something exists. But at no point, I don't know, it was weird. I was like, what? There was nothing in the book. Mm. So I'm sticking by it was my brilliant brain.
That's fair. I did think it was kind of smart when one of the twists, obviously, is that we'd been going, anytime he talked about his wife, it was years past. It wasn't current. But it was written like it's current, and so...
That was confusing. It was.
Yeah, I didn't really like a single character in the book, though. I thought they were all very one-dimensional and, like, not well developed.
I mean, I guess I just didn't have a problem with that. I can see why you're saying that. I just didn't have a problem with it. Yeah, I didn't need them to be super well developed. Especially, I think, because the point was to just always, you know, be, did Alicia do it? So that kind of makes sense to me that she didn't develop or whatever. We were just getting bits and pieces of the story.
Yeah.
And I do think that is that's usually what happens in like a murder mystery.
Did you think that...
Or mystery thriller.
Painting would also tie all the way back to him? Like, he's the one who gave her the title of the painting.
Mm. Wait, what do you mean?
Well, because he is the one who told the whole tragedy story to her. Because she went and saw it in a play.
No, she went and saw the play with John Felix.
He brought it back up, though, and used it against her because he was like, oh, yeah. I read that confused because he brought it up. But anyway, and
he did
bring coward it. Of a husband chose himself over her. So
yeah,
I feel like in that way he still got the title.
I did not see that kind of that part coming. Like the whole time in my mind, I thought that Gabriel was just an innocent victim.
I didn't think he was fucking Theo's wife in the bushes at the park.
No, that part was weird.
It was. Yeah.
Almost unnecessary. I don't know.
Yeah, but also it was weird because it's like, here's this, not really famous, but like well-established artist. And he's fucking a theater student in the bushes. Like,
well, he's a photographer. So probably nobody knows his face, you know?
True, but I mean, you couldn't afford to get a hotel.
Yeah.
It's pretty well off.
That was...
They chose the bushes of the park. More than once. So it wasn't like a heat of the moment thing. It was like their meeting spot.
And I do feel like we never got like a clear answer on why... all these people thought Alicia was a bitch, because you had Max, oh, she's a bitch, and then
I feel like that goes back to the one-dimensional character thing. Is like, they never fully developed her, so we couldn't have an opinion either way. It was, our only opinion is she a murderer or is she not a murderer? Why is she silent? Period. Like, yeah, everyone is calling her a bitch, which I felt like was juvenile writing, but yeah, they didn't actually develop the character at all.
I could see that.
And it's like, oh, we want you to think that everyone hates her, so everyone's just going to call her a bitch.
Well, though, I will say this. I guess I don't think everyone was right about her being a bitch, but she was definitely crazy because she shot her husband like 9 times in the face. So,
Tasha, there's that. I'm going to ask you a question.
Okay.
Also remember that they weren't in the greatest of places either. Mm-hmm. There was already some tension there. So let's imagine you and your husband have some tension. This guy who's been following you and nobody believes that it's happening. So much so that your husband takes you to a backroom psychologist to tell you, also terrible poor practicing of psychiatry, to tell you that your husband needs you to stop being crazy. This isn't good for him. So you stop talking about it. That person that's been following you, that nobody believed was following you, breaks into your house, ties you to a chair, makes you think he's going to kill you, and then asks your husband your life or hers. And he says, mine, fuck that bitch, kill her. Would you not be mad? Rage at the heat of the moment? That was a crime of passion.
Okay. I hear you. I hear you. And I will say,
I'm not excusing it. Now when you put it that way, it's a crime of passion.
Now when you put it that way, fuck Theo. Because
he was a terrible person.
I
don't know. Person.
I guess I conveniently forgot about the part where he like tortured her, and was only thinking about the part where Gabriel comes home and
And fucking his wife,
which I'm still not condoning. I'm still not condoning.
What are you not condoning?
Him setting up the whole thing.
No, I'm not condoning that either.
Theo.
No, I think Theo's a terrible person. Yeah.
No, I didn't.
And yeah, he may not have committed the murder, but he definitely set up a crime of passion, like enraged the fuck out of her, and then was like, he said that you should die. Here's the gun. Have a great life.
Yeah.
I'm going to go home and torture my wife now, who's been fucking your husband.
Like, wait, did we find out what happened with her? Why am I drawing a blank?
Yeah, they were still married.
I was about to say he stayed married to her.
Yeah,
right?
He moved them away from the city, though, and she no longer was doing theater. She was a stay at home. Because who knows? It alludes to, like, that he could have been doing terrible things to her. Because she had, like, gained weight, he made sure to say. Because, you know, God forbid.
I must have glossed over that part.
He clearly wasn't attracted to her anymore. He was just keeping her hostage, essentially. While he still had a life and went and did things.
And I also can't remember why he, after he had gotten away with it, like, why did he even pursue her?
In case she ever spoke.
I remember him saying.
He had to make sure that his part of it was never, like, brought into light.
Yeah, but I mean,
that's why once he realized that she knew who he was, he tried to kill her.
That part I get, but, I mean, she would have stayed silent if he hadn't pursued her.
He doesn't know that, though. And it was probably a weird narcissistic fucking obsession. Like, he had to go make sure.
But in that case, why didn't he just kill her?
He did.
You know? Why didn't he just kill her at first? After, I guess he couldn't have killed her. I guess his only opportunity was once she got into the psychiatric hospital. That makes sense. Okay. Because, I mean, did he think she was going to kill herself?
Maybe.
I guess what I'm saying is, how did he know that she was going to be stay silent? How did he know?
He didn't. That's why he went there. To ensure that his part never came to light.
In case she ever talked. Because she didn't talk, like, from the beginning. So how did he know that the cops aren't going to come and she wasn't just going to be like, I did this because this guy, you know?
Because they already didn't believe that that guy existed.
Oh, existed. I don't know. See, that's a plot hole.
And it,
or
they wouldn't have seen it that way anyway. Her fingerprints were on the gun. She, you know.
I mean, she actually did do it. She actually did do it, though. Yeah. So
they wouldn't have cared.
There's that.
If some other guy had, like, told her her husband was a cheating piece of shit and, like, wanted her dead instead of himself. True. I don't really know that I would have killed him, though. I think I would have released him and then kicked him out of the house.
I don't think I would have killed him just because I don't think I'm capable of killing anybody, but who knows?
I don't know.
Who knows? I would like to go on the record and say, of saying, I will never kill anybody.
You can't predict.
But have I been angry?
You can't predict the future.
Yes. I think I can. I think I can say, after being on Earth for almost 39 years, I don't want to kill anybody. I don't want that guilt. I don't want that karma. I don't want it.
What if your or your son's life is in danger?
Yeah. There's that.
I'm just saying, you can't predict the future. No one said you were going to go kill someone in cold blood.
I'm just saying I don't want to. Even in cold blood.
Can't say nobody.
I don't want to kill anybody.
I don't want to kill anyone either. I'm just saying.
Instance. Like, cold blood, warm blood, hot blood. I don't want to kill anybody. Like, I just want to.
And don't kill anyone.
You know, hang out.
Netflix and chill.
I want to forgive. I'm a lover girl.
Yeah, she is.
And I mean, honestly, if someone was cheating on me, like, cool, go cheat on me. Sucks, but. What am I going to do? I'm not going to fight for anybody. I'm an Aquarius. I don't do that here. I barely like you. I'm definitely not going to fight for you. So
lies.
That I would fight for somebody?
I don't know.
Who?
I don't know.
Come on now. My attachments are always hang on by a thread, it seems.
And yet you won't read the book I gave you.
I know.
Oh. I think that's funny, though, because you are... Well,
what will I go to therapy about if I read the book?
You don't go to therapy, Tasha Michelle.
Not yet.
And you need to go to therapy for far more than just your attachment style. We'll leave all that alone. Hey, therapy is healthy for you.
You know what, though? I was going to say, you know what, though? It actually is on topic because this book was about therapy.
Exactly. So. Well, sort of. What did they call themselves? Psychiatric. What did they call themselves? They didn't use the term therapist.
Psychotherapist?
Yeah, there it is.
A psychotherapist?
Yeah, there it is.
Yeah. That's the same thing.
It is. I was just like, why do they call it that?
That's probably what they call it in, like, the UK or whatever, so. Obviously, the author is Greek.
He is. So, have you read...
Michelides?
I said he is. I said he is. I mean, his picture gives it away, too. Let's be fair.
I only had the, you know, the digital copy, so I didn't see it.
And it says, born and raised in Cyprus.
Oh. So again, I did not have the bag, so.
I have a couple other of his books, but I haven't read them yet. Well, I kind of started.
Yeah, and they all have, like, a Greek myth theme, right? Or, like, he's the one who wrote The Maidens.
This has a Greek tragedy, I guess. He did.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. They all talk about, like, some Greek myth or and incorporated in somehow.
The Fury. He wrote The Fury?
Mm-hmm. Didn't he also do... I can see the cover with the lady. I don't know, but...
There's ladies on covers of lots of books.
I know. But I actually liked that. I loved the, like, painting mystery, like, what the painting meant, and finding that out. I think that's what kept me going, was, like, I need to find out why she painted this Alcestis painting. Like, what is that? That was the biggest clue. Well, kind of.
I feel like, yeah, because even once you knew what the tragedy was, it was still hard to put together until the end.
Mm-hmm.
Because we didn't expect, I guess, that somebody had come in and given her husband or her a choice. Like, die or she dies.
Yeah.
You pick. True. I don't think I saw that coming.
I do wonder, though, and I kind of think it would be cool if the story was told, like, from Alicia's point of view. Because I almost felt like, at the end, like, I can't even trust Theo. Yeah, you're getting arrested at the end, but I still can't trust you. You told this whole story because he was the narrator, right? And then, I don't know. So, yeah.
Fair. When I wonder if that's why you got, like, pieces of her journal. But I would have liked to see her point of view also because, again, like, her journal wasn't great. Like, those entries it was were... weird. Yeah,
it was very like a minute by minute. Strange. I am walking to the store. I am sitting down to drink a coffee. I drank my coffee and now I'm getting a muffin. Like, it was just...
It was weird, but it was a lot of her sitting around in a coffee shop for sure.
Yes.
And then, like, she painted her husband as Jesus. That was weird.
I get that. I mean, she really thought that she idolized him. She loved him. Yes. See, and I think it did set up that, like, ultimate betrayal, you know, like, not you, Jesus, betraying me. But, okay, I wanted more of, like, the cousin. I don't know. Like, I felt bad for him, and I wanted
a
redemption gambling story addict? Or something for him. Yeah, but I don't know.
I didn't even understand the point of him coming into the story.
Well, he's the one that tells us about Alicia and her dad, basically telling her that she was nothing. And he wished that she would have died instead of her mom. So,
yeah,
setting up that she is legit crazy and she does have trauma, which probably prompted
the I don't like that we call her crazy. I think that she has severe trauma and amongst other things.
She did.
I don't really like that loose term.
Now that you say that, okay, Gabriel could not understand that she tried to kill herself, like, when her dad died.
He was not a good
person. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. He didn't deserve to die. I'm just kidding. Just kidding.
He was not a good person, though. Like, I feel like that was clearly depicted. He may have loved her, but he didn't really, obviously, because he was sleeping with other people. And
you know, that's also kind of interesting. She never not once in her diary, like, wrote about how he was gone all the time, you know?
Because she was gone. Well, she did mention, though, that he, like, worked late sometimes, or he, like, was kept on site shooting longer or whatever.
That's true. What did you think about what was her name, Ruth, and Theo's therapist? Do you think she is partially responsible for not, I don't know, fixing him?
No, first, Tasha, that's not their job.
I know. You think I don't know that? Come on.
I don't know that you don't know that. Claim to be
the listeners. So remember, I almost became a therapist. I was 6 months away from becoming a therapist. Thank you very much.
When was that?
When was that? Before I became a teacher. What are you talking about?
Weren't you in social work?
No. Then I switched to marriage and family and child therapy.
Yeah, for like 5 seconds, right?
It wasn't 5 seconds. It was 2 years of my life.
It feels like five seconds.
Yeah, maybe. I guess in the grand scheme of things. But no, it was too long.
I forgot this whole chapter.
Mm-hmm. And then I interned.
But now I'm vaguely, like, remembering.
Yeah, and then I interned for 6, maybe even 7
Why
months,
did you like, decide to change?
People are crazy.
Not a term that you should be using as someone who went to.
I know, I know.
Going to be a therapist.
True. I could not handle the, I guess, the stress of people's problems. And I was having like severe anxiety, maybe not severe anxiety, but I was having these dreams every night that were.
Do you want to know why
crashing into a car? Oh boy. Sarah is my therapist, by the way.
Do you want to know why I think you didn't like it? Because why? You were not in a place mentally to take on other people's problems. Because you still had stuff you needed. You didn't even realize. You still don't even realize you have things you need to deal with. We've had this discussion.
We have. And I do understand that. But I will say at that point in my life, I feel like there was nothing wrong in my life. Like, I was perfect. And so I then felt like these dreams that I was having was the universe telling me that this was not the right path. And I swear, like, the second I was like, you know what? I need to take a break. I can't do this anymore. Slept like a baby. No more dreams. My dreams were that I was dying. Like, I was having dreams around driving because I already have driving anxiety. But I was driving, or I was dreaming that I would hit the gas instead of the brake, and I would just crash into a wall every night for weeks, for months, for like 3 months.
We're going to discuss your issues offline after this.
This was like 10 years ago. Oh my gosh.
I know.
But
anyway,
so the silent patient taking us through therapy.
Back to where we are. You asked a question. Let me answer it because we got way off topic. I don't hold Ruth responsible. I think that Ruth did everything in her power, her abilities to be there and to provide a safe place for Theo to grow and heal. And he still made decisions, and I don't think he was fully truthful with her.
True. I actually, this is why I have a hard time, like, not liking Theo, because I like the fact that he was like, I am destroyed. I'm going to go to my therapist. And I love that. And so after that whole scene.
You love that?
Then the fact that he.
Someone who doesn't go to therapy.
Then I found out that he like left her and then went to do all this other shit. Like, I was like, no. Oh, I was rooting for you. Because I thought that talk with Ruth like helped him. And.
There was something really off-putting about Theo from the very beginning of the book.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. I got some vibes that he's kind of crazy. Sorry. Sorry. Disclaimer, I say crazy for everything, so my bad.
She does.
He was
unhinged?
No. He didn't have strong coping skills. There we go. And on that note, that is what I hate about people. This is going to take a left turn. This is what I hate about people who put on their dating profiles, okay? Like, must have your life together, or I have my life together. And I always think, no, you don't. You don't know if you have your life together until you come up with something that triggers you or some kind of trauma you go through. You don't know if you have your life together. So I hate when people put that. Like, stop putting that. You don't know. You don't know if your coping skills that you have learned are healthy or gonna come through for you. Anyway, they did not come through for Theo. Everything that he learned failed him. So.
Correct.
Can I ask you,
you can ask,
are you going to read this? Are you going to read this author again?
I own another one of his books, so I'd like to say yes.
Well,
I would like to. Am I excited to read it? Is it on my TBR for this year? No.
Okay. So that was my follow-up question. Like, did it make you want to grab another one right away? Or, no. You'll take it or leave it.
Take it or leave it. I wasn't...
Yeah.
It was same. Okay. It wasn't amazing by any means. I know some people loved it. I think that it had a lot of potential. It just didn't hit home for me.
It is going to make a fantastic movie. Or are they doing a movie or a TV series?
Movie. I think movie also.
I think it will be a fantastic movie. Okay, I want to know if there's a lot of stuff like based off of Alcestis, you know?
Like movies that have been remade based on that kind of thing?
Yeah, books? Or books, anything really.
Before or after this one? Well, I don't know. You should have looked that up.
I should have. I'm looking it up now, though.
Okay, I'll let you do that.
Did you watch Chaos on Netflix?
No.
Oh, okay. So it was like a sort of modern retelling of Greek myths. Really cool. It got canceled.
It just came, did it?
Well, yeah, with Jeff Goldblum.
Yeah, I remember seeing a preview for it now, but no, I never watched it.
I loved it. I'm sad it got canceled, but I thought it would have been really cool to see a season 2 with Hercules. But
that's all right. Hercules is eventually coming to Marvel one of these days.
Why?
What do you mean why? You don't remember? Did you watch the last Thor: Love and Thunder?
Yeah.
In the end credit scenes, Hercules makes an appearance.
Oh, shoot. I think I remember that. Yes. Can we talk about that? Why does everyone hate Love and Thunder so much? It was so good. It was hilarious. Yeah. Anyway. So I guess we pretty much talked about our negatives. What would we say are the positives of The Silent Patient?
Well, I feel like I kind of already said I did like the twist, and again, I think it had a lot of potential. I just don't think it was well executed. But overall, I mean, obviously, I gave it a 4, which is higher than The Wedding People.
We don't.
So talk about I liked that.
It.
It's not that much like higher than The Wedding People, though.
True, but I feel like you have to give. You know what? We haven't even really talked about that. Did you see the twist coming? I know I said I didn't, but I didn't ask you.
No, not fully, no.
So,
not, like, I didn't expect, I think I already said that too, like, that half of the book was being told in past tense, even though it all felt like it was happening in real time.
Right. So that being said, I feel like as a default for a murder mystery or a mystery thriller, if you don't get the twist, I feel like you have to give it at least 4 stars. You know? Because if you didn't see it coming, then the author is brilliant. So
that was my struggle. That's giving a lot of credit, but
they did their job is what I'm saying. Like, their whole goal is to keep it a mystery until the end. And that was achieved. Now, the journey, though. I didn't love the journey.
Rough waters.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Definitely rough waters.
And I don't, you know, I think I spoke too soon on that. I don't know if it was like not a love thing, but there was just something missing. Can't put my finger on it, but something a little bit missing for me. Otherwise, it would have been a 5-star.
What was missing? What did you feel like was missing? Because you didn't care that the characters were one-dimensional. So what was missing for you?
Yeah. I guess like a true... No, not even a true hero, because I don't mind that.
For me, a book's only going to get 5 stars if I couldn't put it down or obviously had to due to real life responsibilities, but like it wouldn't leave my brain and it continuously made me think about it and like need to get back to it. Need to turn the pages and keep moving through the story. That's really important for me for a 5-star. This one didn't have that.
I agree. And I think that's the thing that was missing. Like it just didn't have the grab.
Yeah, it tried. It just kind of fell a little short.
It did try. For me. And I think what didn't help was, for me at least, because I like having somebody to root for. I like having somebody to go along with. And Theo wasn't it. Like, I was genuinely sad that his wife was cheating on him, but also, like, I didn't care that much. So.
Yeah, I didn't really care either. Like, he didn't, I don't know, he didn't really, I feel like he tried, right? Because he, like, gives you that scene of them in the bar and, like, their love story, which also, not a fan of. And it was like their obsession with each other almost, but obviously that flame wasn't there anymore. And I feel like that's what happens when you potentially base something off of pure passion instead of like an actual foundation. Then there's nothing to fall down on when.
So is this a cautionary tale?
No. I don't think that either. I don't know. I felt like I would get to parts of it and I would just be like, okay. Or even rolling my eyes because I'm like, it's either too predictable, it's cringy, or it's just, ugh, I don't know. I'm not interested in this part. So there was, I guess, I liked the potential of it. I liked the twist and that I didn't see it coming. But everything in between just kind of felt gross.
Who did you think was responsible? Or did you always think it was Alicia?
I think I always thought it was her.
I believed her from the beginning. And it broke my heart.
She never said she didn't do it.
You're right. She didn't say anything.
So what did you believe?
I guess I just wanted to believe that she was quiet.
Somebody else broke in. I think there might have been like a moment, but it was very fleeting where I was like, oh, I wonder if somebody else broke into the house, killed him, and then she found him and like tried to kill herself because she was so distraught. But it also just didn't fit. So
that's kind of what I thought. Somebody else, she found him, and then she tried to kill herself, and then she couldn't speak about it because,
I understand the initial shock and silence, right? But how hard, minus the drugs they were giving her to keep her fully sedated, how hard do you think it was for her to stay that quiet, like, and never speak a word?
See, that's the crazy part. That's what, I need to stop saying crazy, sorry. That's the part I don't understand about the ending, like, she suddenly has a voice now. and wanting to tell. Because what did she say in her, was it in her diary or whatever? Like, she's like, I knew it was him. And I don't know. She got her personality back, it seemed.
I think her personality was always there. I think initially it was shock. And then it was like massive withdrawal of like just, her entire life had just changed and like not in a good way and had essentially ended in a lot of ways. So speaking wouldn't have done her any good. So she just sat there through the trial part. And then once she got to the Grove, like they just had her so heavily medicated.
Okay, so I remember she attacked Theo, which makes sense. Why did she attack the tall lady?
Elif?
Yeah.
Elif?
Yeah.
Well, she antagonized her. She, like, made shitty comments to her.
So I guess that was our clue, then, that she had the violence in her and could have killed her husband.
I guess.
Because otherwise, I didn't enjoy that. Because, again, I was rooting for her, and I didn't want her to do anything wrong. So I guess I did have somebody to root for at the end, but not the narrator. I don't know. I'm confused. Maybe I should give it a 4.5.
I'm confused. Why are you going up instead of down?
Because, I mean, I...
You figured out you had someone to root for?
Yeah. And I kind of like when books stump me, you know? So, and it's, and I'm thinking, I mean, I like more about it now. Also, so, yeah.
I do like the challenge. I just... I don't know.
I know. There was still something that just, like, did not grab you, like you said. Yeah. Especially with a mystery thriller. Like, you don't want to put those down. And this one I did put down several times. So
I did, too. And I didn't even, like... I forced myself to finish it. And while this isn't helpful, I've read 3 books since I finished this one. That were all more enjoyable. So I'm like trying to remember this one anyway. But all of those have kind of like knocked this one way down. So whoopsies.
See, I didn't, which is why I can go up. Because the book I did try to read, I tried a raw dog and can't do it. Need a refresher.
I feel like that's not the correct terminology. Let's... We're not using that word correctly.
You could not go into the 3rd book of a fantasy series, like, without, knowing about what countries are warring and why, and the magic system, and the dragons. Like, I definitely
Going in blind without a refresher, I feel like, is not quite the same as raw dogging it. That's all I'm saying. Interesting choices of words.
That's, you know. Sorry.
I don't know. It's okay.
Anyway, no shade to The Silent Patient from me.
I mean, I'm not really giving it shade, I guess. I just, something was off. Something missed the punch. I don't know.
But I can definitely see why it got so popular. For sure.
It did. I do think it'll make a good movie.
Yeah.
I think that'll be interesting to watch. But I don't want to read about it anymore.
I do. I want to see who the characters are. Who they...
I just meant, like, I don't want to read the book again.
Oh.
I usually, like, I wanted to go back into the book, too. And, like, I just... I didn't. I couldn't. I just finished The Favorites last night. That was really good.
Oh. That was the retelling of Wuthering Heights, right?
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for listening to Keeping Up with the Joneses TBR. Join us in February as we dive into A House Between Earth and the Moon by Rebecca Sherm and 28 Summers by Ellen Hildebrand. See you next time.